So after we talk about Miriam Hanaviyah and the Nashim Tzidkaniyas having the proper attitude, see the Jews come, they have no water, and they're complaining. Okay, and a legitimate complaint. Vayilonu ha'am al Moshe lemor ma'anishteh, they say, what can we drink? Vayitzak al adonai v'yaroi adonai eit, vayashlech al ha'moim, v'imtko ha'moim sham som lo chok mishpatav sham niso. So Moshe Rabbeinu took a tree and he put it in the water and he made the water sweet. And the Bnei Yisrael, they were complaining about the water. It says Vayava Marasa because it Mara Lo Yachlu Lishtos Maimara Kimarim Haim, for they were bitter. Alkein Kreshma Mara, therefore they call the place bitter. So the question is who was bitter? What was bitter? Was the water bitter? It says Kimarim Haim. They were bitter. That was a problem. It's not that the water was bad, but they wanted sweet water. In other words, they left Mitzrayim, they wanted God to take care of them, but they needed sweet water. Regular water wasn't good enough. So it was, again, that attitude that led them to all the problems. Again, why do we feed the birds today? Because the Dasan Vavirim, they put the man out. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, there'll be no man today. So why did they hate the man? They hated the man because it showed them who they really were. That was the really reason why they hated the man. If you're a tzaddik, the man fell right outside your door. If you're not such a tzaddik, it fell by the end of your property line. If you're a Rosh Marusha, it fell out in the fields. You had to go collect it. So Dasan Vaviram, they were trying to rebel against Moshe, saying, oh, the man fell. So what happened? So they put it out. They put the extra miraculous man out. So what did happen? The birds ate the man, so there shouldn't be Chil Hashem, so people shouldn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu was lying. But again, the same thing, the same bitter attitude led to the end of the Sedra with Amalek coming, and to the war with Amalek. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends, because why? They questioned Hayesh Hashem Bikir Beinu Moin. They says, God with us or not? So because they say, you know, Rabbeinu Shlomo says, you don't know that I'm with you. So right away he sent Amalek, and they had all the tzoras. And I think B'yomeinu, in our own days, we have the same issue, the same problem. Hashem's with us all the time, but we question, where is Amalek? The real question is, why weren't we like Miriam and the Nashim Tzidkaniyas? Why were we complaining about water instead of being appreciative about water? Why was it that we're questioning God's involvement in our daily lives? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of course, He's involved in our daily lives. We have to acknowledge it and cherish it and appreciate it. And if we do that, then maybe, the Rebbein Shalom will finally redeem us and bring us back to Eretz Yisrael and eliminate all of these problems. Amen. Shabbos, Rabbi.